It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. A couple weeks ago, I got a small package in the mail, and inside there was a kit. It was a couple of plastic test tubes, there were a few plastic scrapers, some Ziploc bags, and my instructions were to scrape the inside of my cheeks up and down for about 30 seconds.
And how was that for you?
It was great. It was great. And then send those sticks back to this guy.
My name is Dr. Spencer Wells, and I'm a card-carrying explorer at the National Geographic Society, and I'm the director of the Genographic Project there.
The Genographic Project at National Geographic has collected cheek swabs from about 700,000 people around the world. And in each of those swabs, embedded in the DNA, there's a story. So what'd you find? Where do I come from?
Well, I'm looking at your results right now.
Okay.
And so we're analyzing several pieces of your genome. On your mother's side, your type is T1B3. It's mostly found in southeastern Europe and the Middle East. And your subtype is more common in Turkey than elsewhere.
Wow.
And on your dad's side, you also have a group that's more common in the Middle East. So your particular combination is closest to Lebanese and Romanians.
That's amazing.
So again, pointing to kind of the region around Turkey. So your ancestors would have encountered the Neanderthals in the Middle East between 45 and 50,000 years ago. And they bred with them, and you today are carrying 2.7% Neanderthal DNA.
Wow.
Which is slightly higher than average.
Huh.
Average is about 2.1%.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I do have some characteristics that I think would confirm that finding. So we're all curious about our roots, right? And they seem so personal. But Spencer's chasing a much bigger story, a story that connects every single one of us to a common origin.
You know, this is one of those basic human questions. You know, like Einstein said, I want to know the thoughts of God. All else is detail. This is one of those deep human questions that I feel like we as a species should be trying to answer. You know, as the only species that, in the history of the universe, as far as we know, that has ever evolved the capacity to start to answer these sorts of questions, by God, we need to be trying to do it.
Okay, challenge accepted. Our show today, how it all began. Stories and ideas about our origins, who we are, what came before us, and where we're going as a species.